Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, the 21st of March, 2013. Hope you're having a good day. We are live weekdays noon to 1 right here on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI. We're live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. And if you miss a portion of the program, it's always there for you on my website, buckmastershow.com, and it's also posted to the TucsonCitizen.com website and TucsonCitizen.com. We're also having links available for you on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun, GVNews.com, and we're on the homepage of Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com. On today's program, we start the ball rolling with a conversation with the Reverend Robin Hoover. Dr. Hoover is the president of Humane Borders. He is the founder of Humane Borders. He was the first president of Humane Borders. Then 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with Stephen Michael. Stephen is the director of the Arizona Smokers Helpline, also known as the ASH Line. Then we'll close out the show with David Safir, columnist for Blog for Arizona, which last week was named by the Washington Post as the best political blog in Arizona. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to join us at any time on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Well, the U.S. Border Patrol reports now that fewer people are illegally crossing America's southwest border with Mexico, but our region has shown a huge increase in immigrant deaths in 2012. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line from near Fort Worth, Texas, is the Reverend Robin Hoover. Mr. Hoover, Dr. Hoover was the founder and first president of Humane Borders, a social welfare corporation providing humanitarian assistance to migrants risking their lives to cross the U.S. border in Arizona. He's been an advocate for major changes in U.S. immigration migration policies. He's currently conducting research on the status of migrants forcibly returned to Mexico. Dr. Hoover, Reverend Hoover, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Good to be with you again, Bill.
It's good to hear from you. And the recent leveling off of migration is being claimed, Reverend Hoover, as a victory for border enforcement. Yet there is strong evidence that the decrease has been linked to the faltering U.S. economy. How do you figure this? Fewer people crossing the border, yet more border deaths.
Well, we do have to give credit to enforcement, but significant credit to the faltering economy on the numbers of persons that are coming. The ones that are coming tend to be a little bit more desperate today, I suppose, willing to work with organized crime to come, take a greater risk, subject themselves to completely to persons that they do not know. To sort of contrast that, 10 years ago, only 40% of the people were using commercial smuggling, and now if you're from way down south, like in Guatemala, and you're coming across the border, chances are 99% that you're using some sort of a smuggler. So the techniques of crossing the border have changed, and it's in response to enforcement. So we have more drones and horses and surveillance and just all kinds of tactics, nighttime operations, and all of those kinds of things have been associated with an increase in the number of migrant deaths. They're exposed to the elements for a longer period of time, going more circuitous routes, all of those kinds of things we've been talking about for a long time. But there have been some new changes, more nighttime operations and more technologies in place. Sometimes didn't have the effect of scattering people and separating them from their guides, and so they're you end up with a lot of helpless folks out there.
I don't know if you had a chance to see the Huffington Post, the op-ed piece this week by Hannah Hafner. She's, as you know, the coordinator of No More Deaths.
And I did not. I'd be glad to read it.
Yeah, it was posted also on Facebook. It was a op-ed piece. Hannah co-authored it with Robin Reinecke, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
Reinecke.
Robin,
who works at the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office. And the two of them got together and posted on the blog saying, under the title, "Will Immigration Reform Mean More Deaths on the Border?" And they believe it will. What do you think?
It's very likely to do so. Not one person is looking, who's trying to craft legislation, is looking at the human suffering or the untold number of migrant deaths out here in our desert and looking at the measuring it from that point of view. It's likely that it will be an incentive to even hear that persons are becoming citizens here, and you know it's going to take a period of time to write the rules and actually get people legalized to some sort of a status, and so they think, well, I'll hurry up and I'll try and get there. That would probably happen to some people.
Reverend Robin Hoover on the Buckmaster Show live line. If you have a question or comment for Reverend Hoover, 790-2040, 790-2040. When we last talked, and I think it was during October that you were on the program on our Friday Focus interview, Reverend Hoover, we were talking about the fact that immigration reform was not even on the horizon during the presidential campaign. And I thought it was incredibly odd. My fellow reporters who are questioning you also thought it was very odd. And then the election ends, and suddenly immigration reform is kicked back to the front burner. What's going on?
Well, I'm glad to see the conversation being renewed. You know, people like Lindsey Graham picked up the phone and called Chuck Schumer and said, let's do immigration. He read the polls and saw what was going on and saw the Latino vote was going in ways that they don't want to see it go. But all that said, I remain phenomenally skeptical that we're going to see something of substantive change in legislation. Some of the plans that are being offered right now actually are defeatist. The senators are talking right now about saying, okay, well, after you've waited for X number of years, we might give you a green card. You're sort of on this long probation period. And by the way, you can't work while you're here. And then we'll put you on a path to citizenship, et cetera. I've been a proponent for a decade saying, look, we didn't get this way overnight. And we can't get out of it overnight, so let's give people a visa and say, okay, you're now here legally, but it is a probationary period. It's honest, it's up front. And you can continue working, and I now know who you are. I know where you're working. I can measure some things. And by the way, I want you to be responsible and have insurance, and get your driver's license, et cetera. But at the end of your visa, if you have not become a citizen, you're now a felon. Now, this would be a whole new kind of chemistry that we could add into this scenario and give us some legal ways to get out of it where we don't hover around employers and strike fear and have raids and do all of these kinds of things. So we really need to get to a much more rational system rather than just finding a few partisan policy preferences that we can move around the table like poker chips.
This pathway to legalization, should it include people who have previously been deported?
If you are currently out of the country, my answer is no, unless there is family unification questions. We have, with the rise and expansion of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, we have taken many fathers and many mothers away from a lot of U.S. Citizen children. And in that case, I would say, yes, we should be doing something to make create an eligibility there in a fair way so that there could be an eventual return.
How is your research going on the status of migrants who have forcibly returned to Mexico? What happens to these people?
Well, we have a percentage of the persons that go back across the border who just turn around, get back in line, rest up a day or week or whatever is necessary, and then they come back again. Many of them hook up with commercial coyotes. A lot of people go home and never try again, and they're much poorer financially and otherwise for having done it. Some of them end up with what I consider a pretty much
broken spirit. What we're finding as people come back and working with the National Commission on Human Rights there, that people are hungrier and tireder and thirstier and in worse medical condition and more likely to suffer family separation today than they were in years previous. And we're trying to create a situation where we can actually do a major survey of people and, you know, have real hard data about that instead of anecdotal data. So that's in the future.
Coming up now on 12:15 with Reverend, the Dr. Reverend Hoover, who is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line, talking about immigration, this continued surge in border crossing deaths. We'll continue more with Reverend Hoover. If you would like to join us with a question or comment, 790-2040. But let's take a break right here and listen to the people who support the Buckmaster Show.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end and publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Up now on 21 minutes past the hour of noon here in Tucson, Arizona. I am Bill Buckmaster. With me is Reverend Robin Hoover, the founder of Humane Borders here in Tucson. He's on the Buckmaster Show live line calling us from Texas. And Reverend Hoover, as you know, more than 21,000 Border Patrol agents are now employed nationwide, and $18 million immigration enforcement budget for 2012. The border has heavier enforcement now than ever. So as we talked about earlier, this pushes the migrants into remote and dangerous regions. Thus, we have the border death count continuing to climb. Does the Border Patrol, do you think, just looks at this as an acceptable loss?
I hate to be that callous, but yes, I do. I think it's part of the policy. Year after year, in certain locations, we've seen the same pattern of deaths in the same locations. So it becomes a predictable phenomenon, and we've seen it in Tucson, you know, for about 15 years now. And so if you continue to do the same thing, and you know, you're going to have the same result. We have a situation here in Texas in Brooks County, which is a little bit to the northeast of Brownsville. It's a county that does not touch the border, and there is a major checkpoint there on Highway 281. And the organized crime folks that are sort of the descendants of the Zetas get the migrants out of vehicles and say, now you walk around here and we'll pick you up, etc. And last year they had a rash of 127 deaths because they're trying to get around the Border Patrol infrastructure that's designed to check on citizenship and look for smuggled drugs and that sort of thing. And they're predicting the exact same thing to happen this year because there's been no changes in the, no adaptations to this phenomenon. So, you know, we even had situations in Tucson before I left there where the Border Patrol, Customs Border Protection, has chosen not to participate even with local authorities to try to reduce deaths. We had opportunities to use cell phone stuff with Pima County government through their wireless integrated system, and they didn't want to play ball with us. They had opportunities to evaluate the use of personal location beacons for groups of people crossing the border, and they thought that we had all gone over to the dark side or something. So if you have purely an enforcement mentality and no concept of humanitarian assistance, then I think we got some political problems and cultural problems.
What about our civilized and moral problems? What does that say about the United States of America that allows this acceptable loss?
Well, I was kind of staying away from the religious side of it, but we're up here on Holy Week, and one of the quotes that I borrowed from a theologian several decades ago is that we live in a Good Friday world where people die and are killed by others, and we're constantly hoping for Easter. So we need to look around and see who's killing who and why. And this policy is a deadly policy, and it's now part of the United States policy to allow these deaths to continue to happen. There's been no major effort to do something about reducing the number of deaths out there since the creation of Borstar in 98 or whatever year that was. And so we've just not seen much cooperation or much impetus to do anything. And civil society, you know, look at all the groups that have been in southern Arizona, you know, the Samaritans and Border Links and No More Deaths and Humane Borders and on and on. They've not really chosen to work with civil society to make the migrant experience more livable.
And now this sequestration, we hear from Congressman Ron Barber that it's going to mean these across-the-board cuts. Border Patrol agents are going to be furloughed. Is that going to make any difference, in your opinion?
Well, if you have fewer agents and less technology deployed, you're probably going to have fewer deaths. That's one of my predictions.
Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan is with us. Dan has a question for Reverend Hoover. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, thank you. I have some business interests in Mexico, and I'm very concerned about the thousands of people who are being killed in the drug wars down there. It seems much more significant than the few illegals trying to cross our desert. What are you trying to do to stop these 100,000 deaths in Mexico from the drug lords?
Okay, thank you, Dan. Go ahead, Reverend Hoover.
Well, I have personally published two academic papers denouncing the whole war, Calderon's war, and blaming this as an absolutely fiasco of how they've tried to deal with it. It's a very complex situation, and when you sit down and look at the history of the Zetas, Zetas, depends on how you pronounce it, you know, we trained a lot of the original group of people at the School of Americas here in the United States. We own a little bit of this. The United States has been put significant pressure on the Calderon administration, with whom I was quite friendly, I have to say, to continue waging this war. And there are multiple accounts of U.S. citizens going through checkpoints in various locations in northern Mexico and finding U.S. Personnel there. So we're kind of involved in all this thing. It remains to be seen whether or not the Peña Nieto government in Mexico today will try to figure out a more creative way of doing this, because for the most part, the Mexicans are not users of those drugs. The United States are using those drugs. They're going to come through no matter what. It's sort of like the same frustrating enforcement pattern with the Border Patrol. You know, we're not going to stop the migration. You're making slightly change and alter the way people come and the means they employ. But I don't think the U.S. is going to quit using drugs tomorrow because of things that are happening in Mexico.
Is the Mexican economy continuing to improve, Reverend Hoover?
It is absolutely busting at the seams several times in the last 3 or 4 years. They've pegged growth rates of over 5% several times in the last 3 years, I guess. Now, when they did their economic stimulus, they did it quite well. I was actually living in Puerto Vallarta for about 35 days when they were widening sidewalks and repairing things and plastering buildings. And, you know, they actually put this man to work pouring concrete from point A to point B, and families were fed, et cetera. And it seemed to have had a significant effect, particularly in tourist towns. To have gone through some of the things the way they did it. I mean, anybody that's been to Nogales saw the effects of stimulus funds there in Nogales. Paint and walk
sidewalks and stuff in Obregon Street. And I mean, they spent money and they employed a lot of people and they kept a lot of people busy, and it seems to have had a measured effect.
All right. Reverend Hoover, thank you very much. Folks can find out more about you and what you're doing on your website, robinhoover.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day. Good to talk
to you. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot. All right, coming up now on 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to be talking about a new study that shows you want to save a few years on your life expectancy. One thing you need to do is stop smoking. That's next on the Buckmaster Show.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Syrian state TV says at least 14 people have been killed, more than 40 others wounded, a suicide bomb attack inside a mosque in Damascus. A senior U.S. official says the U.S. now has strong indications that chemical weapons were not used in an attack in Syria on Tuesday. On a day that included a visit to the West Bank, President Obama has told Israeli college students in Jerusalem their country is going to have to compromise in order to achieve lasting security. A Texas sheriff says he doesn't expect any charges to be filed against a man who opened fire on two heavily armed teenagers from Oklahoma during an attempted home invasion on his ranch. The two teenagers died. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 54 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Lubinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peek.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi.
Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our Thursday edition, 12:36 on this Thursday afternoon. A new study has found that people who smoke take at least, get this, 10 years off their life expectancy. The study was published earlier this year in the New England Journal of Medicine. That study also notes that kicking the habit by age 40 reduces the risk of death by about 90%. So there is hope. You can turn things around. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Stephen Michael. Stephen, director of the Arizona Smokers Helpline, also known as ASH Line, at the Mel and Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health at the University of Arizona. Stephen, how are you?
Great. It's a pleasure being here again, Bill.
You know, it is really shocking that if you smoke, you really are cutting your life expectancy.
That's correct, and I think it's great that we're seeing these publications come out now. People have known that for a while, but it's great now that the research is being published, and we're really seeing how big an effect it is. It's much bigger than people expect.
Well, my producer, Rose, does not think that my term shocking. She believes, I think it's still shocking, that 10 years, because 10 years is a whole decade, and it seems like a lot to me. Maybe I'm shocked because I don't smoke. But I think it really, some people may, Rose believes, she imagined it would have been more years off their life. But I mean, 10's a lot.
10's a lot. And that's the general number. In this study, they were looking at relatively healthy people. But we see a lot of people who have other chronic illnesses and people with mental illnesses. The study that came out a few years ago in 2006 showed that people who have mental illnesses or substance abuse disorders are dying 30 years younger than their peers. And that's even more shocking.
The good news is things can be turned around. You're never too old to quit.
That's true. And we have people who call the ASH line, a surprisingly large number of people who call us who are over 65 years old. We still get people who realize that at 80, you know, when some people say, so what, it's 10 years. It's 10 years off the worst part of my life. But when you get to be 70 years old and realize you have some productive years left, we have a lot of people who call us because they want, even at 70, if you quit smoking at 70 or 80, you could gain back 2 to 5 of those years.
Let's talk a little bit about ASH line and how you're particular process works to help people to get off tobacco. What have you learned over the years about what works and what perhaps doesn't work?
Well, the one thing that we've been tracking for quite some time and now we are able to support the research is people, when they have behavioral counseling, for instance, if you call us, you get a coach, and that's considered behavioral counseling, and then use medications to deal with some of the withdrawal symptoms, tend to do the best in general. But we're also finding there are people who have different ways of thinking, different ways of living, and because we serve so many people now, we have started recognizing that certain coaches work better with different types of people. Some people, based on their lifestyles, do better with a coach, medication, and maybe some alternative methods. Some people just need to add exercise and diet, and we're getting better at recognizing what those things are earlier in a person's quit attempt.
For a first-time quit attempt, what are the percentages look like?
Percentages don't look good for the first time because a lot of people, and depending on where age-wise you are, younger to older, the older you are, the longer you've smoked. Let's put it that way. The longer you've smoked, the harder it is to quit. And that first time can be challenging because you're not oftentimes prepared for what's going to happen. The changes in your body, the side effects of getting off the nicotine and all the other chemicals. It's not just nicotine. You know, it's not nicotine that really – it's the addictive chemical, but it's not the chemical that oftentimes gets you in trouble or kills you.
What are some of the side effects with quitting?
Probably the biggest one for most people to deal with, there's agitation and people call them personality changes. People can become irritable, have sleep problems. They can have bad dreams. Some people cough more often. One of the things with smoking, it tends to suppress coughs. So they think they're getting much sicker and don't realize they've been sick and it's just been suppressed by their tobacco use. So those are some of the things people sometimes don't expect is just how severe it's going to be.
Is that just a myth about that people think that if they smoke, it's going to keep their weight down?
That is not a total myth. Because nicotine does help control appetite. And you can gain weight, but on average, a report just came out on this again, looking at people over a year, the average person is going to gain 5 pounds. And gaining that 5 pounds, the health factors that you get back and the years of life you get back are worth far more than those 5 pounds.
Stephen Michael is with us on the Buckmaster Show. He directs the Arizona Smokers Helpline. And let's give out some information about where they can reach. How do you reach the ASH line?
The ASH line is very easy to get to. You can either call us or get to us through the web. Our phone number for all Arizona residents, all our services are free. And the phone number is 1-800-556-6222. Or you can look us up at www.ashline.org. And our phone number is also there.
So a Google search will get you there. Just put in Ashline.
That's correct.
Tucson or whatever, and it will get you there.
That's correct.
The FDA decided to scrap just this week. This news, the FDA is scrapping those graphic labels that had been talked about on cigarettes. And I think I first interviewed you when this story broke back in 2009. But now I guess that's over with.
That's correct. The FDA has decided not to use the courts to continue this fight, and they're going to go back to the table and look at adjusting the law around tobacco marketing to see if they can approach it that way.
Speaking of marketing, what about the so-called e-cigarettes, the electronic cigarettes? For some of our listeners who don't know what that is, it's a huge growing segment, a $1 billion industry. What is it, and is it a substitute for tobacco?
The way we look at this, e-cigarettes are an item that looks like a cigarette. It's a tube that's got a capsule in it that has nicotine in it, and there's a little trigger that causes a vapor, and you inhale that vapor. So it's very similar to smoking, and you're not getting as many of the chemicals as you would from cigarettes. The FDA still considers them a tobacco alternative. They are listed with tobacco, not as a quit aid, and because of that, we don't suggest that people quit. The other with the e-cigarettes, the other danger with the e-cigarettes that we've been finding with the people who do choose to use them to help them quit is they oftentimes get addicted to them, or they find that the cost sometimes they switch back to cigarettes and go back and forth and end up smoking as much or more than they did before they picked up the e-cigarette because it doesn't address any of the behavioral habits that you have with your cigarette.
And the costs range from about $25 for disposable packs to nearly $200 for a more comprehensive kit. And in Arizona, the state, I guess, is not yet regulating e-cigarettes. Is that true?
That's correct. E-cigarettes at this point are not regulated, and the FDA – that's one of the concerns the FDA has because there's no regulation. The tests of the products they have done have shown varying levels of nicotine, and some of the products they've tested also still have some carcinogens in them. So it's not – some of the products aren't totally clean nicotine.
Getting back to that study we began this interview with, that smoking shortens the lifespan by about 10 years. If you're a diabetic, don't smoke. If you're, I mean, that is really bad.
Yeah, that is one of the chronic illnesses where physicians are usually even more adamant about you need to quit if you have diabetes. And soon we're going to be implementing a new program where people with diabetes and smoking will get an enhanced program that will help you address both your tobacco and your diabetes self-management.
Stephen Michael, director of the Arizona Smokers Helpline, known as ASHLINE. You can check it out on the web or call
1-800-556-6222.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
My name is Chandler Warden from the Board of Trustees at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. I'd like to extend a personal invitation for you to attend a concert hosted by the Desert Museum and the Oasis Project, featuring the award-winning and internationally acclaimed John Jorgensen Quintet, live at the Desert Museum Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th at 6 p.m. Considered one of the best living guitar players, John Jorgensen has played with artists from Johnny Cash to Luciano Pavarotti. These gypsy jazz concerts will be recorded for a DVD and will feature the song you're hearing now, Sonora Spring, all to benefit the Desert Museum. To purchase tickets and find out more information, please visit oasisproject.desertmuseum.org or call 989-0901. That's oasisproject.desertmuseum.org.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Looking for a nice spring getaway? May I recommend our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Lots to do over there, and what a pretty time of year spring is over there to hike along the Continental Divide Trail at about a mile high elevation. Really nice weather for all of that. Plenty of great places to stay in the area of Silver City and Grant County, including Gila Hot Springs Resort. There is Lake Roberts Motel and Manzano's RV Park. So the list goes on and on. You can check out more about it at Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Their fine website is southwestnewmexico.org, and we appreciate their support here on the Buckmaster Show. We also appreciate the support of Blog for Arizona. Blog for Arizona prominently displays the Buckmaster Show link on their homepage. We like Blog for Arizona, and we like the columnist David Safir, who joins us now. David, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing very well this Thursday afternoon, and congratulations to you and your colleagues at Blog for Arizona. The Washington Post, I believe it was last week, called Blog for Arizona the best political blog in Arizona.
Yeah, that was very nice. Chris Saliza did that, and every year he names what he thinks is the best political blog in the states that people submit nominations. And this year it was us, and we have grown in terms of the number of people blogging there. I sometimes wish some people would blog less because my posts move down faster, but it's great. We've got a tremendous guy on the environment. We've got a tax lawyer. We've got people who know everything about politics. This morning, Mike Bryan, who started it, put a phenomenally good post up about his views on the Iraq War and what a huge mistake it was and how we've got to view the people who supported it warily, whether we can trust their judgment. It was a very, very fine, very long post by a man who's a lawyer and used to summing up for the jury, and that's kind of what he did.
Whether you are a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, I recommend Blog for Arizona. I think there's some great resources there that
Absolutely.
You guys cover all sorts of areas like you were pointing out. The big news of the week, and I know this is one of your beats, that you're a former teacher,
mm-hmm.
and you cover education, the news about Dr. John Petticone, who took over as superintendent of the state's second largest school district, the largest here in Southern Arizona, TUSD, took over in 2010. He did say he wouldn't be staying long term, but I wouldn't think that the short term being a couple of years, I would have thought there would be more for Dr. Petticone.
Well, he had already retired, and he was working at UA, and he was called back to duty at TUSD, was only going to stay for a few years. I think it was last August he upped for another year,
mm-hmm.
and then just pulled the plug literally a day or two ago, and if anybody knew about it, they kept it pretty close to the vest. It's going to be a real interesting situation to see what happens next. I'm not sure exactly what it will be.
Sarah Garrett Gasson, our friend at The Star, I think she wrote this, I'm pretty sure she wrote today's editorial in The Star, that pointing out TUSD has burned through five superintendents over the past 10 years, and now then here we go again with another, what they say, a major national search.
Right. That's going to happen. Before we do this, I have to, as a teacher who spent 30 years in the classroom, say the number of times I thought about the superintendent when I was sitting in front of my students, you could probably count on fingers and toes. It's just teachers are out there every day thinking that they're going to change the world as they walk in, hoping to be a bright light for a student, trying to get the, you know, papers graded and the attendance taken and look at the kid who's looking sad and smile at him and say a good word or something and find that teachable moment. All those things are happening in TUSD regardless of the merry-go-round of the superintendents. And I just have to point that out because the view from the top is very different from the view where the rubber meets the road. And that was me for 30-plus years in the classroom, working my hardest and hoping that I got the right support from my administration in the school and from the administration at the district level. But day to day, teachers are in there doing their thing.
Yeah, they're in the trenches, so they're not really thinking about what's going on at the administration office.
Right.
It's interesting, you know, we were talking right before we went on the air, David, about stability in a superintendent job. There isn't a lot of stability, but ironically, I had Dr. Calvin Baker the day before the Petticone announcement. And Dr. Baker, as you know, heads up the award-winning Vail School District. And here's a guy who has been stable. He's been there since 1989.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I taught in a somewhat similar school district. It was a suburban area about 10 miles out of the center of Portland, Oregon. It was the North Clackamas School District. I don't know if that means anything to anyone. But it had a fairly affluent population. And when you're teaching in a situation like that, first of all, the kids are always performing well, so you're looking good. And you mentioned award-winning. You get those kind of kids, you're going to be award-winning. And he seems to be a really excellent superintendent, but he's working with a good poker hand when he starts out, and that helps. Big cities are nothing but trouble in education, and they're getting harder. I mean, just as an example, TUSD just cut, I think it was 10 instead of 14 schools after cutting 8 or 9 a few years back. And that sounds absolutely horrible, and people are raising a hue and cry about it, as am I. I think it's a terrible situation. It could be handled better. But Philadelphia just cut 30 schools.
Yeah,
Detroit just cut a handful of schools. These are big city problems, and the big city problems are linked with poverty, with people often like in TUSD where English isn't their first language, all kinds of things that put a higher stress level on the superintendent and everybody in the district, really.
I could use all of our time to talk about education, but I want to talk about the big story that's happening at the legislature, and this is the expansion of the Medicaid and the war, really, that's broken out within the Republican Party on the headline today in the Star. Brewer called a Judas on health.
I saw that.
I mean, there's such infighting going on among the Republicans over this, and I keep hearing that this thing is dead on arrival. It'll be interesting tomorrow, David, when we have Senate President Andy Biggs as our Friday Focus interview tomorrow on the show to see, is this thing dead on arrival? I don't know where this is going to wind up.
Well, one thing I think is phenomenally interesting that you mentioned, and it was in that headline, obviously, is that there's a huge stress fracture within the body of the Republican Party, and it's going two ways. Brewer has her ear to the business community, and the business community, and that includes the hospitals, the whole medical community, wants this $1 billion-plus dollars a year to come in. They want to stop having to make the patients charity patients. They want to get paid for their work. Apparently, their amount of the expenses they've had for non-paid work is doubled since they've had to cut back on Medicaid. So really, the people who are looking at the dollars and cents and the pragmatic end are hoping that Brewer's going to win on this. And she's probably going to get the Democrats on board. I'll tell you, this is one of the rare times when I give praise to Governor Brewer for doing the right thing, and every Democrat has. Not only has she done the right thing, but she's talked about it in humanitarian terms, about the lives that it's going to help. And I give her a great deal of credit for that, because she could have just made it dollars and cents.
It is something I never expected to see in Arizona with a Republican governor.
My mouth dropped open as I listened to that. And apparently, talking to some Democratic legislators, first their mouths dropped open, then they started hitting each other on the back saying, is this happening? They couldn't believe it.
All right.
So
David.
If Brewer gets all the Democrats, then she gets a few Republicans along. This is what Jim Nintzel said in the Today's mm-hmm. Weekly. She can get the 50% plus one, but then there's that other issue, and this is a huge one. If the hospitals kick in money to help pay the part that otherwise it would have to be paid out of the Arizona budget, is it a tax or is it a voluntary fee?
Yeah,
if it's a voluntary fee, we're okay. If it's a tax, it takes a two-thirds majority to pass, and then we're in deep trouble.
David Safir, blog for Arizona, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. All of our in-studio guests provided with a bottle of Culligan water. We thank Culligan for doing that, and so do our guests. It's good water. Culligan water, it simply tastes better. John C. Scott's up at 3 to 5 this afternoon, then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning here on KVOI. Senator Preston, Andy Biggs, Friday Focus interview tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.